Hello, my name is Paul E. Schindler, Jr., and I'm the editor of the Windows Magazine CD-ROM. We have several goals for each edition of this new technology version of the world's most popular magazine about Windows, and I'd like to share those goals with you. Our main goal is to create a product that cannot be delivered to you in any other medium. We like to think that this CD-ROM would be worth what you paid for it, even if its content consisted solely of text from back issues of Windows Magazine, the paper edition. In the CD-ROM business, this is known as shovelware. Our goal from day one has been to give you more. We give you more by providing animated Lotus screen cam demonstrations of all of the major functions of Windows 95. Your chance to explore the new operating system in depth without actually installing it. We give you more when we dig out the full text of all 100 of the Win100 hardware reviews. We did the work, so you won't have to do it. Unlike our competitors, we give you more by including graphics from the magazine, including .bmp and GIF pictures of the Win100 winners. It's more work for us, but less work for you, and that's the way it's supposed to be. We also provide you all the shareware from the last year and the WinTune test and tune-up kit, two things you can't get elsewhere without a modem. Now let's talk about our new presentation format. If you purchased one of our earlier CD-ROMs, you'll notice that this one uses a new browsing technology for all material after March of 1995. We liked using the enhanced Windows help file technology to deliver our content, and we think you liked it too. However, there were problems with Windows help files in many of the Windows 95 beta versions, and also when we took a cold, hard look at the market, we realized that Windows help, as a format for information presentation, will never be as popular as HTML, the format used to present information on the World Wide Web. While HTML is somewhat limited for now, the enormous popularity of the web is attracting vendors with good ideas and good tools. We've decided to ride that technology curve here at Windows Magazine. As HTML gets better, so will our CD-ROM. Secondly, we may provide page images someday. We're looking into several technologies which facilitate that translation, but magazine pages are designed to be viewed on paper, not on computer screens. If and when we provide page images, they're likely to be a complement to the ASCII version you're looking at here, not a replacement. Thanks for buying the Windows Magazine CD-ROM. My goal is to ensure that each issue is better than the last, and that it meets your needs and expectations. Let me know what you think by sending me email at pschind@cmp.com. That's pschind@cmp.com. Thank you.